ATR mobile. To your mobile.
Radio down here. I didn't catch the call sign. KJ4, I got that. This is NZOTR. My name is Tom.
Aaron Greer, Tom, this is Richard, KK4 FTU, Kilo Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform.
Richard, I guess it blowed pretty good down here where we're at around 14 and Pelham, but I was inside and working at the time and didn't see it. I guess there's quite a bit of wind.
I'm coming back from towards Atlanta and I'm fighting the wind. Just on this side of the state line.
You're coming in pretty good to the repeater. They say that there's going to be up to 30 mile an hour winds this afternoon. But my wife and daughter told me that it really blew like a dickens here about an hour ago. Something like that. I was busy helping out the grandson and the son-in-law.
Here. Yeah, I just passed exit 11 in South Carolina and got some gusts coming and going.
Sometimes I wonder how these truckers keep their trucks between the lines. That's rough when you're pulling something. Well, we're just now crossing I-85 here by the Greenville International Airport.
This morning, I was making them BMWs.
That's great. That isn't very far up the road by, golly. And which one are you working on?
Yeah, the Model M, the X5, the X6, and the X7.
One of them X7s. You can kind of make it up a combination of the three like Johnny Cash did.
I just tried, but I don't think they get all of the parts out of there.
I worked at a wheel plant back up in Kansas for 4 years, and you was not apt to get a wheel out of there either, and we made 55,000 to 80,000 wheels a month, and they was worried more about getting a bad one out on the road than there was somebody stealing one.
It's a Model M. Average is about $140,000.
No, a little bit out of my pay grade. I'll stick with my Toyota Avalon here. It does a good job.
And you don't have to put a second or third mortgage on the house if it goes into the shop either.
No, my daughter has one. It's an older convertible from the late 90s, and I think Hal, her husband, said that he went to get a battery cable and they wanted $450 for it.
Not surprising. The batteries, one of the batteries is in the trunk of the X5s and the 7s and the M's, so it's about the size of a welding lead. I think
that's just what I hooked up was a welding receptacle. Grandson's wanting to learn how to weld, so I put him in a welding receptacle and gave him my welder. I'm getting too old for that.
Wiring harness, all the wiring in an X7 weighs about 100 pounds.
Well, my grandson went to the driving school out there, and we got that for him 1 year for his birthday, and I was talking to a lady there that had just bought one, and I thought she said it was around $130,000, and boy, I'm telling you, they are beautiful.
They good, but like you, that's above my pay grade, my bank account.
Well, you got to hurry out and buy an electric car. They're only about $50,000 and up to $100,000. It'll be a cold day, you know where, when I buy an electric one, but And they're going to try to force us to it.
Right. I know you want to have a golf cart to ride around the neighborhood with the grandkids. I'm like you. I don't know that I want to spend what they want for overpriced golf cart.
We're right beside a Tesla. Yeah, go ahead. Throw your call sign out there. I don't know who the break was.
WA4HNT Whiskey Alpha 4 Hotel November Tango. I just can't stand it, guys. I got to throw my 2 cents worth in. My name is Alton, Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. Number one, if it's BMW, I can't afford it. If it's electric, it's a golf cart, and I thoroughly enjoy it. I have two of them. I don't crank that S10. That thing drinks gas when I look at it.
Two electric vehicles?
I have two golf carts. I got a 48-volt one. It's 2015 Easy Go. It's wonderful. Turn signals, everything. It's really so cool. And then we've got one that my wife wanted with all the pretty seats and everything. And it was twice the amount of money. It's lithium ion at 72 volts. You'll get about 120, 25 miles out of a good charge on lithium ion. And the lead acid, I'm thinking maybe 45 or a little bit better. I don't push them.
Well, Alton, I'm going to give you the tip of the day. Don't drive that out on I-85. I've talked to you before, Alton. I remember you now. Go ahead, Richard.
For the M to compete with Lamborghini and the Urus, or whatever that thing is, I think it runs about 250.
Tesla behind me, and I'm sure he could probably outrun me, but I don't care.
Pretty nice.
BMW stand for bring my wallet, KG4LSL, and I'll keep my truck.
You know what they don't figure on is, right after World War II, they found out that the atom bomb was worse from the electromagnetic pulse because it destroys all the grid around there and the electronics and stuff. So if everybody goes out and gets an electric car and China and Russia's watching, all they got to do is have a few air explosions of atom bombs at about 10,000 feet, and they've captured America because the whole grid is gone. Duh. Don't take a Rhodes Scholar to figure that one out. Go ahead, Alton.
Okay, I still use planes.
What about Gabriel?
Well, my car uses points.
Well, that's too old to be on the street. We'll have to turn you in. shoot. Where are you at today, Gabriel?
At the shop. Need to work a little bit. Crossing 85. I can give you the traffic report in a minute. normally it's traffic, but, you know, northbound is empty. Wow, that's a new one. Southbound, around 20%, but they got pretty good speed going down.
Well, Gabriel, I meant to tell you the other day, and I was told wrong, and I think it was Chad that told me, but they took Gary, not to Anderson, they took him to St. Francis Hospital. So you were right. You said, why didn't they take him to Greenville? But I wanted to throw that out there because that's where he went, downtown Greenville.
Over here in Plattenburg, it's empty too. It looks like this little rain is scaring a lot of people.
I went down the wrong way, Bernice said, and I'm heading up 101. Well, Richard, how far along are you now? This is M0TR Mobile.
I just got off on the 81 Anderson Road, Greenville Highway, and I'm headed north, fixing to go through the big wide spot of Pierstown.
You still in there?
I'm laying around here in this building my daddy built for my mother. I've got my ham shack way out here. I was just trying to move books around and make more room. That's all I'm doing. Don't worry about me. I'm just listening.
Well, I guess it goes over to you.
Electric cars, man, this is still a good idea, but nah. We're not ready for it. It's more than a nuisance, really. Because they don't have parts, they don't have support. Now, what the hell are they going to do with all those piles of batteries after they die? They're expensive, so I don't know, brother. It's a good idea, but it's I've been telling people it's better, you know, do alcohol or hydrogen or something like that, but batteries, I don't know. I got my doubts still.
I heard a braking station in there. Throw their call sign. Go ahead. KG4LSL.
KG4 Mobile. I am just passing the big Anderson Motor Speedway.
We're at Fisher's Orchard up on Highway 101, and Bernice told me that I was going to go down Highway 14 to avoid the traffic jam up here tonight. But I didn't do it, so oh well. We're retired. We got time. And maybe not so many people went to work on Friday today.
BMW down. Only people that are working there are doing maintenance stuff or fixing stuff on all those cars that are parked around the plant.
Good Friday, isn't it?
What?
Yeah, I forgot your name. I'm getting old. Go ahead.
LSL. It's all right, Tom. It's Jimmy. Yeah, I've been kind of fielding phone calls and working a little bit of HF today. Looks like got a little bit of a band opening on 15 and 17. So just been kind of toying around with that. I've got a meet and greet scheduled with a new German Shepherd puppy in the morning. And I'm going to go and meet her and see how she's doing and see if we can't adopt another Velociraptor.
I guess that describes him. Go ahead, Gabriel.
I was hungry in Holland and 10 meter on CW. Man, they were blasting 20 over. That was a good beat.
On 10 meters?
And, hungry, I guess. H89RT. That was the contact.
Looks like I could be hungry. I'm not sure, Gabriel. That Niue Island, N-I-U-E, has been on a lot lately. I talked to them on 15 and, I don't know, several other places, but I had them from many, many years ago when I lived up in Kansas, but it's way out there in the Pacific, and it's a good one. Oh, I can't remember the call right now, but it's Echo 6 Alpha Charlie, I think.
That's interesting. I get the radio on. I just stopped by in the room to make some numbers and check for some parts, and I hear those guys. South America and Portugal was there too, but boy, some 10 meters. But those guys from Hungary, they were blasting over there.
Yeah, I think you're still there.
Get away from the QTH.
KG4LSL in the group. Well, I'm on FT8 right now, and I have finally worked South Africa on 17 meters. And yeah, you're right. There, Europe has been just absolutely blasting in here. a lot of South America has been in here as well. You know, there's been Germany and Indonesia and Static Russia and European Russia. I mean, just it's been a very nice band opening.
A fella on, he's from ZS6, Zulu Sierra 6 in South Africa, and he comes on 9:30, 10 o'clock at night, many, many, many times, and he's got a signal that sounds like one of our local FM stations. He's on 40-meter sideband. I don't know what class license you got, but you could work him easily with 100 watts. Very nice gentleman. He'll take the time to talk to you if you ever look out for him. I can't remember where he resides at on there, but it's on single sidebands. I'd say probably about 71. Oh, hold it. I thought I heard a siren, so I got to get out of the way. It's Ginger O'Tier.
Forget him out, Tom. If I'm not mistaken, that guy's got a 5-element full size 40 meter. That's one of the guys in South Africa. He come booming all the time over here. Okay, before I see Mo.
And he's really a nice fellow to talk to. I've talked to him many years now. Anyways, talk to you guys later. We got to go and get the granddaughter a birthday card here. You know, the pleasure's all mine, fellas. Yes, Zero TR 73.
Have a great day, and wish the granddaughter a happy birthday from us, and say hello to Miss Bernice. 73's KG4 LSL.
Hear me? I catch you back later on because I'm allowed to get to the shop. So I catch you guys later on the 73.